Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Dina Kimes right there, ESPN, talking about the evolution of the New England offense under Josh McDaniels and with Drake May under center. Andy Hart, Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Nick Fitzy Stevens, who is indeed advocating for the Patriots to run the ball. I'm not sure he was fixating on Drake May as much as Mina Kimes.
They're going to run the ball.
They're absolutely going to run the ball.
Yeah.
But do you want Drake May's role on this team to be option quarterback? Is that the center of his skill set that's going to lead this team to the promised land, Ted Johnson?
No. I would like it to be, something. Give me a quarterback that rushes seven times a game and gets on average 1.5 first downs every time he rushes. Give me that profile, and that is the profile of a Patrick Mahomes, who probably rushes, 7-8 times a game, picks up a first down, maybe two throughout a game just to extend a drive or two. That's what you want. And you have to do it in how many times last year were we like, you want to be great here on this third and one that they never can get?
Yeah.
How about like a naked boot or something, where you roll out and have the quarterback run a design run, and they never, ever did it. So they were hell-bent on not rushing him last year. I don't know if this new regime all of a sudden wants to do that. In theory, he's a better runner than I ever give him credit. I mean, he outruns everybody, and he's smooth in the way he does it. So I get Mina's what she's trying to say. But my guess is the last thing they want to do is put him in harm's way by having a lot of an offense that's centered around, all of a sudden we're going to turn into the Baltimore Ravens. That's not going to happen on this team.
Fitzy, I love Drake May. I think he's a diamond. I thought he was a diamond all along. You can't break a diamond. The one way to break a diamond might be able to turn him into an option quarterback. And I'll be honest, if we're through this season, another year, and we're talking about Drake May's running ability as the strength of his game, I'm going to be worried that he's a bust, that he's going down sort of the Justin Fields road of, he can make moves with his legs, but he's not much of a passer. That I don't see that as a good sign, and I don't think it's going to happen, Fitzy.
The quickest way to potentially ruin the Patriots offense this fall or stunt the growth of Drake May, forget about him actually picking up the Josh McDaniels offense, is to run him into the face of Gregory Rousseau or other defenders in the AFC East or the AFC overall on a regular basis. Patrick Mahomes averages 4 carries per game in his NFL career. So if you want to run, Drake May on 3 to 4 designs a game, that's great. Maybe some gotta have it yardage. Josh Allen probably averages about 5 carries or so. You know, the Josh Allen, Drake May comps seem to make a lot of sense. But do I want to see him run at Lamar Jackson levels? Hell no. You've got 3 good running backs. I mean, Travion Henderson has not proven he can be a good running back at the NFL level yet. But between Ramondre, what we think we'll get from Travion Henderson, and Antonio Gibson, you've got plenty of backs that you can split the running game into, and I think they all have different skill sets. That's going to be part of the fun of seeing what Josh McDaniels does this fall, is diversifying the running game through the various skill sets of Drake and this comportment, this trio of running backs.
So I looked at Josh Allen, he averages 6 rushes a game.
Yep.
And he, let's see, 52 first downs. So that's almost 2 or 3 first downs a game. So that's kind of, and these aren't designed, Josh Allen might have 3 design rushes and the other 3 are quarterback scrambles.
Yep.
So that's kind of what I'm looking for. I'm looking for maybe 2 design runs a game. And then every now and then he feels the need to scramble, do that. But that's it. I'm not talking 7 design runs for the kid. I'm talking about maybe 1 or 2 in high leverage situations with a few scrambles mixed in, just to kind of, so the defense knows, oh crap, this guy can run. We got to maybe put a spy on him, and then that opens things up for him deep.
Absolutely. The word I was going to use before you even said that sentence was threat. The threat of the run is there, but I don't need you to keep showing it to me. You know what comes to mind is one of the first times he ran, I think it was a preseason game actually, when he did the little zone read and ran into the end zone and did the LaDainian Tomlinson finger roll because it caught the defense so off guard that he was untouched.
His first touchdown.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for. And then the scrambles, which he showed last year. So they didn't want to design run him until the very end of the year, but he ran plenty for his life at times because of Adarian Lowe and some of the other guys on the offensive line. He's going to have – those are going to come – hopefully they come less often, but those are going to come organically and naturally when a guy misses a block, when the protection breaks down or the coverage is so good. I just don't see this vision that Mina Kimes sees, and I also don't think you need to see it. A lot of people were like you, Ted. They didn't know Drake May was as good a runner as he was coming out of UNC until they saw him here, and it's why a lot of people, when I brought up Josh Allen comps, they're like, yeah, but Drake May doesn't run. I was like, you haven't watched North Carolina then, because he runs. He had like 22 touchdowns or something rushing, and not Lamar Jackson running, but, you know, in the right spot, in the right situation. And then the second year there, the offensive line wasn't as good and the scheme wasn't as all that, taking opportunities as they. But, you know, in a weird way, it's more what Jerod Mayo was doing. Like, don't force the issue. The natural runs are going to come. Just have that one-off. Mm-hmm. That one time you call, you play that card. And I think that's what will work. So
real quick, just to reiterate, a lot of people compare him to Josh Allen. Josh Allen's a lot bigger, I'll be honest.
He runs people over.
Right, but they're both very good at running with the football. So Josh Allen averages 6 carries a game and averages 3 rushing first downs a game.
Perfect.
That would be amazing.
Yes.
Because, again, probably at least 2 of those first downs are scrambles. They're not design runs where you can keep the defense at bay. To me, that would be the perfect kind of sweet spot for this quarterback.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Drake May last year got a concussion and almost got a second one.
Yeah.
Would you guys give him the all clear to kind of do what he needs to do on gotta have it plays and scrambles for first downs this fall?
No. Well, I mean, scramble because that's a natural athlete protecting himself, doing what he do. But you mentioned Patrick Mahomes. I want you to be more Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes almost never takes huge hits. He gets out of bounds. He slides. He sees guys coming. Even Jalen Hurts has developed. Everybody fixates on the tush push. When Jalen Hurts runs wide, whether it's a designed read option or whether it's a scramble, you'll see him. If he sees Ted Johnson coming 3 yards away, he's sliding. He's not trying to get 3 extra yards and get a hit or anything. That's what Drake May
needs. The best quarterback in running in the open field that I've ever seen.
Russell Wilson.
Unbelievable. That's it.
He is the marquee guy.
Russell Wilson perfected runs. I would show film.
Did we just become best friends?
It's crazy. A couple things you said that I was thinking. That's a little scary. It's Russell Wilson. He knows how to get, you know when he does, you know where he starts running to? In the fourth quarter when he needs to come back. and they're not expecting it because he hasn't run the whole game.
Yep.
But watch him run in the open field, and that's how Drake May should do
the
it.
The old gotta-have-it plays, Fitzy. Don't design him early. The gotta-have-it plays, add it to the repertoire. That becomes an option, whether it's fourth quarter or in the playoffs. You know, if you get to the playoffs and you want to run, you know, if you get to the playoffs, I'll be really happy. But then you want to run Drake May a little bit more because you feel like you need to win a game. Yep. Perfect. Yep. Okay, the season's on the line.
But don't build an offense around it.
No, do not build. So Mina Kimes, we disagree yet again.
Sorry,
we disagreed last year and we disagree again. I apparently have a lot of disagreements because I just became best friends with Ted Johnson. But I may or may not have a feud going on with another member of the WEEI organization. So... last week, we talked about on Thursday that Will Fleming was promising, or Wednesday, we were promising, Will Fleming was promising a big Thursday, the off day, going to Atlanta, something big might happen. On Friday, I apparently said he didn't have a great week because nothing came to fruition on Thursday. So, Stiz, before we get to Will Fleming's response to me, let's get the audio of whatever I said on Friday that may have offended anyone.
Can we do it the I was hoping we could do it the other way because all of a sudden I'm listening to Section 10 podcast. I hear Will Fleming and I hear him say what I'm about to play and I'm like, "Wait a minute.
He got beef?"
I think so. You listen to this and let me know if you think he's got beef.
Offset ain't got nothing on me.
But Lou, you know, Craig Breslow comes to town to address all the noise around this team. Anthony is not here. By the way, radio host in Boston can right off. Like, I didn't say he was coming up. I said I thought it would be a good time for him to come up, and I still stand by that. He's not here. He might not be here this week. I think that he could really lift this team. So he doesn't come up. There's all kinds of noise around this club, Lou. Sometimes a series win like this comes at the perfect time.
So
is he talking to, that's Lou Maloney he's talking to?
He's talking to Lou. Lou's on there as well.
Wow, dude, that's...
So that's was he talking to me when he said that radio hosts can blank off?
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Are you a radio host in Boston?
It's got
I know, but I work with him, so I would have thought he would just say my name. Andy Hart can blank off.
So I went back... Well, he did clap back at you on Twitter.
He
on
did.
Friday.
He came at me
he
on
did.
Friday.
He
on
yeah, because Andy said that he lost
Jumbo
the week.
Made it like a whole thing.
Wait, no. So there's a record of this. There's a public record of this. Everybody heard it except me because I don't remember what I said. So, Stiz, can you help rekindle my memory?
Yeah, so I went back and so what did Andy say about Will Fleming on Friday? And this is what
I
found.
On trial. I think you get a free Willie. I was thinking about that. Will Fleming, he needs to be freed. He needs like a week off to get away from the because I think it's bad for his health. We're at the conclusion of Mental Health Month, and I'm being dead serious here. This season has already worn on him. You listen. Go back and listen. You know how they compare presidents, how they look?
Hunter's hurt.
First year, a president looks young and nimble and ready for the job and excited. By year four, or
the
certainly year eight.
The presidential aging comparison is perfectly apt.
Will Fleming has aged mentally 12 years in 2 months.
So you're saying he's old and mentally he's got mental issues.
I actually think I was looking out for him. I'd also like to say radio hosts clearly includes Fitzy because he signed off on the exact thought. So Fitzy, you can blank off as well. We're both blanking off
going down together
separately, but not together.
I went to the booth last night to apologize to Will. So
I don't have anything to apologize for. So
no, you did not. Did you?
He was, no. I went to the booth to say hello. He wasn't there.
I'll say, bro.
I'm not Ted. Last thing I'm going to do is walk back a take where I actually have a coworker's best interest at heart because, like Andy points out, listen to how seriously, like how to heart, if you will, Will takes this stuff. Like this is like life and death to him. If this team loses another one-run game before the 4th of July, Will may have an aneurysm.
Man, I thought his response was a little bit harsh.
Yeah, a little bit. So
strong.
Maybe I have these are big in the media now, these beefs. And, you know, we got Bill Simmons and Pablo Torre. We have RG3 and your boy Ryan Clark.
Yeah.
We have Rich Keefe and I don't know what week is it. It's a different guy every week.
Glenn Schmordway and Ted Johnson.
Yeah, Ted Johnson and Glenn Schmordway, apparently, we're going with there. So I don't know. I think he might be talking about me, might be talking about us. I don't know. I will say, though, no one listens to Will Fleming more consistently than me.
And me.
Well, and you. But I can tell you, I've listened to the first hour of virtually every broadcast because I'm driving home, and no one cares about this baseball team and its success more than Will Fleming. And he is disappointed.
Yep.
He is upset when they don't do well.
I think he took it the wrong way. I think he came at you strong, but I think he just doesn't know Andy, like, we know Andy.
Yeah, like.
So here's the proposal, right? Will Fleming.
We fight.
WEEI Afternoons.
That'd be quite a fight. He's like 6'8".
He's a big dude.
And I'm
big
like,
dude.
He's like, he was
but
like,
he's, but as you said, he's aged a lot. So
yeah. He's plus, if I get him to the ground, ground and pound, I feel like I like my chances. I love Will. And unfortunate. Yeah, he does have me on the reach. If he's jabbing from afar, I'll be like, oh, I can't get close enough.
Why doesn't he come to, listen, if Lou's going to swing on by at 4:30 and pop into the studio, Will Fleming's always welcome to knock on that door.
I think Lou could be my intermediary. I can find out since Lou was in it.
Hey, Lou, what's Will think of me?
Does Will really want to fight?
Hey, tell him
me and
we can meet after school behind the
behind the monster.
Yeah.
Out here on Lansdowne Street on my way to my car. No, I love Will, but it did. It caught. I didn't know anything about it till Dan Ball told me about it today. They got the audio, and like you, Ted, I was a little taken aback. I was like, oh. Do I have a beef?
Bro.
One of those beefs that sneaks up on you. Like, you don't know you got a beef with somebody until the beef happens.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe get his number, text him. Hey, bro, this is
we Andy, cool?
The radio guy.
New phone. Who did? Yeah. I'm the radio host in Boston who you told to F up.
Which was kind of, come on. Like, come on. You know his name.
Also, at me, bro. Right? Like, you added me on Twitter. You actually added me.
I do.
Me.
I add you.
Right. Like, I mean, if you're going to, and also I feel like there's this weird implication there. If I'm a listener of that podcast, I'm not. But if I were, that, you know, is he talking about Felger? Is he talking about Michael Hawley or somebody? Like, is he talking about somebody different?
Plausible deniability.
Like,
Could be anybody.
Like, we talk about Rich Keefe. We talk about Greg Hill and Wiggy. They're all part of the family. We all work in the same building to sort of...
He leaned into that F word. It was like a...
Although I've been told they do that on that podcast.
By the way, radio hosts in Boston can right off.
Like, can go right off. Like, it was a...
It was some venom there. I feel kind of
but
proud.
But he didn't
this
say
my first
certain.
Time.
He just said radio hosts in general. So he could be be the morning
all
show.
Of us.
See, this would
he
bum
was talking
me out.
To you, too.
Well, you don't seem to be. Oh, this. Oh, okay.
It's all radio hosts in Boston can F
W-B-U-R.
Off.
WBUR. He could be talking about, Mix.
That's true.
Will's not. He's not taking on the whole Boston radio community, is he?
He sounded worked up.
Okay, brother.
He might have had some beer muscles, some podcast muscles, whatever there. He was in a good mood. So, Dan, you heard this live.
I did.
What was your initial reaction?
I cannot wait to tell Andy Hart when I get to work tomorrow.
No,
because I heard that and I remembered the Twitter exchange that had come out of your who won the week, which
we didn't even have a Twitter exchange. Yeah. He added me and I just liked his tweet because I didn't know it was a real beef.
Oh, you didn't
should have sent him a panda.
There you go.
Oh, I could have sent him a panda. That's what I send the trolls. No, but
what's the panda?
I don't know. Okay. I like pandas. They know, and they don't know how to take it if I send them a panda.
I like that.
They keep them off guard a little bit.
But the like keeps them off guard, too, a little
bit.
Yeah. People come at you with stuff, and you like it.
If we're being honest here, like not doing like, hey, let's have a beef for radio, be good for ratings, we're fighting, like, I kind of feel bad because I do think he feels bad about the team. And now I don't if he's worked up. I mean, I don't want you to be worked up. I don't care what you think about me, Will.
If I run into him on the street, I would tell Will, Andy didn't mean any. Like the way you took it is not how he meant it.
Because I enjoy listening to him. But now I'm going to listen to him in a different way.
I'm going to be
critical. Now I'm going to be all over him because he's giving me reason because we're in a beef, I think. And that's how you do these things, right? Stiz, you're the expert on these things.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services.
It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Things I need to do something like offset and digs.
We got a guy that come in and give you some answers, man.
Well, you got Lou. Okay. Yeah, we got Lou right. Coming up in about, you know, 15 right minutes. You better hope he can kind of squash this beef for you.
We're trending early. When we come back, Lou Merlone will let me know, does Will Fleming hate me? Why did he tell me to F the blank off? What is going on in my relationship with Will Fleming? Up next with Lou Merlone here on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.